102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Got the dead guy in the envelope. It's coming next. Here are your first few clues so you can start trying to figure out who the dead guy is. The name I have on the paper in the envelope is an actor and comedian guy who appeared in two movie remakes of TV series. Also was a great character in one of the big 1980s movies. He was a great character in a big movie from the 80s and then also had two movie remakes of TV series.
And he was a stand-up comic?
He was a stand-up comedian, way more well-known as an actor, obviously.
Okay.
And also had TV series. I mean, this guy's been around. He's done a few things.
Kinison?
No. 955 WBAB.
White guy?
Yes. Yep. White American guy, yep. Actor and comedian.
Should have known. Roger never does the black guys.
Oh, that's not true at all.
Sure is. Ask Ted.
We'll start Dead Guy in the Envelope with your yes or no questions next. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Dead Guy in the Envelope, I've got your dead guy. Yes or no questions, please, 955 WBAB. I got his name on a paper in the envelope. He's a white American actor and comedian. Appeared in two movie remakes of TV series, which is kind of odd. Also was a great character in one of the big 1980s movies as well.
One of the big, when you say the 1980s movies, are they like one of these teen kind of things?
You could say that. Yes. Good morning, B.A.B. What's your guess? Go ahead.
Robin Williams.
No, not Robin Williams. Sorry. He wasn't nearly as big a stand-up comedian as Robin Williams,
just to
keep it in perspective.
And you said he starred in two show remakes?
He had two movie remakes of TV series, which is kind of odd, right?
So
TV series that became movies.
Okay.
And he also had two TV series he was in that were popular and ran for, you know, four or five seasons each. You know, he's done a lot of stuff. Hi, B.A.B.
Hey, how you doing over there?
Good.
Hey, what's going on? Jerry Seinfeld.
Very much alive.
He's still alive, dude.
Oh, I forgot dead guy.
Yeah, you forgot that part?
You got half of the dead guy part, not the dead part.
Right, you got the guy part. You left the dead off.
It's going to be a good morning. Hi, yeah. B.A.B.
Good morning. How are you guys? It's Michelle from Setauka.
Hi, Michelle. What do you got?
Chris Farley?
No, sorry.
Was he a heavy guy?
No, he wasn't. Hi, B.A.B.
Hey, Roger JP.
Hey, what do you got? No, nope.
Is he from the color era?
Yeah, uh-huh. His TV shows, one was in black and white, the other one was color.
Okay.
His movie remakes were in color. And the big 80s movies, of course, was in color. So there you go. There's a rundown of this guy. Actor, comedian, 955 WBAB.
John Hughes movies, was he in those?
No. An actor way bigger than stand-up comedian, although he did do that early on. More of your yes or no questions next. Roger and JP on BAB. Dead guy in the envelope. If you're just joining us, this guy was an actor / comedian, way bigger as an actor. Was a great character in one of the big 80s movies. It was a teen movie, yep. He also was in two movie remakes of TV shows, which is kind of odd. And he had two TV shows on his own, one in black and white and one in color. So he did quite a few things. 955 WBAB. You got to guess who this guy is. Go ahead.
Harry Morgan?
No, not Harry Morgan, who played Sherman T. Potter on MASH. No.
Thanks.
And was also in Dragnet. I mean, that guy, he fits a few of the things. But no, not him. 955 WBAB. More yes or no questions to try to figure out the dead guy in the envelope. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. I've got the dead guy in the envelope. You're trying to figure out who this actor was. He was also a comedian, played a couple roles that were, you know, pretty funny. But you really know him just as an actor. He was a great character in one of the big teen 80s movies. He was in two movie remakes of TV series and also had two TV series of his own. Good morning, B.A.B. Who do you got?
Yeah, Jackie Gleason.
No, not Jackie Gleason. Not that
far
back.
He was not a big guy.
Right, and that too.
And he starred in a big movie in the 80s.
Yes.
And that big...
Smokey and the Bandit, right?
No, he was one of the stars in a big movie in the 80s, but he was a great, great character. We've quoted him many times.
Have we quoted him in this
many
studio?
Many times. Yes.
Guys, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Was he in, you know, the legendary Cannonball Run?
No. Sorry.
I don't want to blow up your spot, but I'll ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Is he from Long Island?
He is not.
Well, okay.
What are you thinking of?
Rodney.
Oh, nope. 955 WBAB. Don't forget, this guy was not a big-time stand-up comedian.
Oh, yeah.
More of an actor. It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Dead Guy in the Envelope. 955-WBAB is the number. I know who the dead guy is. Have his name on a piece of paper in the envelope. You got to figure him out. Actor, comedian, but that's not really what you know him for. Acting is the thing. He did a couple funny roles. He was always make you laugh, I would say. He did two movie remakes of TV series, which is kind of odd. When TV goes to movies, that might stand out a little bit. He was a great character in one of the big 80s teen movies, and he had two television series of his own, one in black and white and one in color, in which he starred.
Was he in the remake of one of his own movies? Like one of his own TV shows?
Yes. One of the two was a remake of his own. Yep. Good question. Hi, B.A.B., go.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke.
No, sorry.
I think he's still alive.
Yeah, he is, right? Hi, B.A.B., dead guy, you're on.
Do you have a lot of TV shows?
Two.
Was his movie that he did he have a little sleuth in it?
No, he did not.
Ted Knight?
No, sorry, he did not. That's funny.
Danny, not the world Kenny needs Shack. Ditch diggers too.
Hi, B.A.B., dead guy, you're on.
Good morning, guys. Was he in The Odd Couple?
No, he was not.
The Ted Knight thing is good because we've quoted him
many
a million times. Was he in any of the Mel Brooks movies?
No, he was not. Hi, dead guy, you're on the air. Go.
Is it Don Knox?
Nope. Hi, dead guy, you're on. Go.
Yeah, how about Hal Holbrook?
Not Hal Holbrook. Nope.
History of the World's 81.
All right, 955-WBAB.
I got nothing.
All right, you guys are in ballparks. You're in areas of interest.
He was in black and white, too, you said?
Yeah, his first hit TV series was in black and white.
Like a vaudeville guy before that?
I don't think so. If he was, you would never know.
What am I going to start rattling off vaudeville guys? Idiot.
955-WBAB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Dead guy in the envelope. We've got a guy on the line who'd like to take a guess at the dead guy, who's an actor, white American guy, did two movie remakes of TV series, was a great character in a big teen 80s movies, that's a big clue, and had two TV series of his own. Good morning, B.A.B., go ahead.
Yeah, I got a guess. Is it Don Adams?
It is not Don Adams, although you're in the right area.
Would you believe?
For the first TV show this guy had. Same area.
Get it? Would you believe?
All right.
That is Maxwell Smart, right?
Yeah. You're right on it, yeah.
Thank you.
Was golden. Great impression.
Hey,
hold on,
my shoe phone's ringing.
If you don't get it next, we'll give you the misleading audio clue next. It's Dead Guy in the Envelope. Right now, it's time for a quick BAB news update. 102.3 WBAB. Right now, a guy wants to take a guess. It's a dead guy in the envelope. This is a white American actor who is also a comedian, but actor is what you know him for. Had a couple of movies that were TV series remakes that became movies. He was a great character in a big 80s teen movie, and he had two TV series of his own, one in black and white, one in color. Quick guess, and then we'll give you the misleading audio clue. What's your guess?
Hey, Leslie Nielsen.
Not Leslie Nielsen, sorry. No. All right, here's your misleading audio clue for this dead guy in the envelope. But if you choose to stay, you wind up
playing anyway. It's okay. What is that, Boulevard?
It is. Boulevard from Jackson Browne. Of course.
Does the title have anything? The title of that song have anything to do with the name of the movie?
It does not. Jackson Browne himself has something to do with either his TV series or one of his three big movies you would know. 955-WBAB. Just not that song and not, that album from Jackson Browne, but Jackson Browne has something to do with it.
Does Jackson Browne have a song in the movie?
He just might, yes. One of the movies he has a song in,
totally
yes.
Onto you.
You're onto it?
I think. I have no idea.
You're onto the movie, at least. All right, 955-WBAB. See if that helps you out with the dead guy in the envelope. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. We got a whole bunch of people on hold who think they know who the dead guy in the envelope is. This guy, actor, comedian, white American guy, two movie remakes of TV series. He was a great character in one of the big 80s movies, teen movies, and had two TV series of his own, one in black and white, one in color. And not this song, but this artist, Jackson Browne, had something to do with one of his projects. In fact, one of his three big movies. He had a song in one of the three movies. Good morning, B.A.B. Do you have a guess who the dead guy is? Go ahead.
What's up, guys? Say Ray Walston.
Ray Walston is the dead guy in the envelope.
Who the hell is Ray Walston?
Mr. Hand from Fast Times.
Okay.
He was my favorite Martian. He had Picket Fences. He was Judge Henry Bone. Mm-hmm. He did the remakes of Adam's Family Reunion and My Favorite Martian in movies. I can't even believe you pulled it out. That was tough.
I'm
impressed.
Mr. Hand from Fast Times.
Mr. Hand.
Yeah, do me a favor. Next time, say Mr. Hand, because the minute I heard Ray Walston, I wanted to jump over this table and choke him.
Hey, congratulations. The guy died in 2001. Ray Walston, the dead guy in the envelope. Yeah, the name not as well known as all the characters he's played. You win. Hang on.
Thanks, man.
There you go. And Jackson Browne's Somebody's Baby was the song that always played in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Generation Jason Lee was, you know, having sex in the dugout in a car. The song just always came on. Great. So Ray Walston, the dead guy in the envelope, My Favorite Martian, his biggest TV series, and Mr. Hand is his biggest role, I think, by far for all of us. Thanks for playing along.